Hey guys, why are you chewing tobacco? It makes your teeth and breath gross. You have ladies in your life who really care about you, and everyone knows about the horrible effects dipping tobacco can have on your health. Look, you know you love to chew, but tobacco? Ew. What you need to do is try Jake's Mint Chew. It's just like real chew, but your breath is minty fresh. Because Jake's is USDA certified organic mint, not tobacco. No nicotine, and that means no harmful side effects. If you're going to chew, chew something we'll all enjoy. Jake's Mint Chew. Jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Your success starts at Governor State University. Learn more at Open House. Tour the campus. Meet with an advisor. Thursday, November 12th from 10 to 2. GSU is the place for your education, your future, and your success. Visit govst.edu/openhouse.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy, prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
We are Chicago's home for Bears fans. So for all the latest on the Bears, keep it here. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock. And from the Score Update studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. A pretty explosive day up at Hallis Hall today. First came the release of the Lake Forest Police report from the day Jeremiah Ratliff and the Bears management had their confrontation. The report stating that Ratliff went berserk, called himself the devil, said he wanted to kill everybody in the building and wished that the children of the team staffers would die. Ratliff was then released by the Bears the next day, and John Fox was asked who made that final call.
I mean, it's an organizational decision. You know, I think, we're in the football side of it. And, he was a guy on the football team, so Ryan and myself primarily, we talked to a lot of different people.
And it still would be nice, actually imperative, to hear from General Manager Ryan Pace. But for now, we'll hear from Ratliff's now former teammate, Lamar Houston.
Wow. It's interesting. Whoever made that report, I hope they have the information correct. Because it doesn't sound like him.
Yeah, but it was him, and it will be Ventura and Syndergaard as mound opponents tonight in New York. The Mets and the Royals going at it in Game 3 of the World Series. Kansas City leading the series 2-0. Speaking of twos, the Bulls and the Pistons both off to 2-0 starts. They'll face each other in Detroit tonight. And the Blackhawks, who have lost 3 straight games on the road, they'll take on the Wild tonight up in Minnesota. Bear Mondays are sponsored by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the home for the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bear Mondays. It starts at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley breaking down the Bears-Vikings game, then continuing coverage throughout the day right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Millennium Garages, Chicago fans' preferred football season parking headquarters.
Let's go with the lineups. You got Olin Krutz, the Hawaiian heartthrob.
Olin Krutz.
Up front, Olin Krutz, the 6-time Pro Bowler.
14-year NFL veteran.
Olin Krutz was a warrior. He embodies what a football player is.
6-time Pro Bowler and 4-time NFL All-Pro.
Touchdown!
Who was that lead blocker?
Olin Krutz with a block.
The old veteran comes out there, cuts the defender off of his feet.
670 The Score football analyst.
They just seem to put too many bad people in one building, something bad's gonna happen.
Olin Krutz.
The conversation is about the toughest guy in the room. Olin Krutz is being talked about.
Olin Krutz with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And at 3:03 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, the toughest guy in the room is here.
I don't know if he's the toughest guy in this room. There's some pretty tough guys here, I think.
There's guys here who'd break him in half.
Especially that guy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mess with that guy.
Yep. Olin Krutz is on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Olin, hello. It's another strange Bears day. I know we started talking about this last week when the story first broke, but now we have all these creepy specifics.
Crazy. It's turned into a crazy story, but just to let you guys know, I'm not even the toughest guy in my house anymore.
Well, that's what old age means. That's what
yeah, you're right. Yeah, right, man.
Well, I know it's not, you know, to me it's really not, it's related to football, but it's not a football story that I just don't recall any Bear or a lot of guys that play the game coming to a building and threatening everybody to the point where the police were called and threatening their children and saying they were the devil and all the other stuff. Look, Olin, I know there's some crazy people playing this game, and you included in that group, by the way, but I mean, not to this point where you sort of got away with holy crap there because of this.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when that report came out and all the stuff you said, I mean, the first thing you think is drugs. I mean, what makes a guy just start going crazy and saying crazy things like I'm the devil and I hope your kids die? And that's just, you know, I mean, there's a line and he crossed it. And that's why he's not with the team anymore.
It's not the first thing I think anymore, that obviously there could be substances involved, and we know that some reports said that there were in this case and other cases with him.
Not prepared to practice.
But what I think, based on what we now know increasingly, is brain deterioration, is chronic traumatic encephalopathy. And I know it is a sensitive subject for people who play football and have played football because of the unknowns, because of the daily fears. Anytime you can't remember something or something slips your mind. I mean, I talk to guys and they say that they worry all the time. But I wonder if there's ever been around a teammate or something where you look at each other and they say, you know, this guy just, he isn't the same guy he used to be. Or too often, there's something that's just not right about him.
You know, I never encountered it. Obviously, I knew Junior Seau a little bit, and those stories are very sad stories when guys' brains just deteriorate like that. And it's something, yeah, you're right. I mean, you worry about if you played the game a long time like I did, and you think about it because of all the new information out nowadays and stuff like that. But for me to speak on Jeremiah Ratliff, I've never even met him. So I don't know what went on there. And I know what you're saying. I mean, is that a possibility? Yeah, it's a possibility, but so is everything else. You know, so is the fact that he could have been on drugs or could have been drinking the night before, or the fact that when he loses it, he just loses it. He has a bad temper.
Yeah, I'd be inclined I'm like you, I don't have any other information, but I'd certainly be inclined to say that his temper, and maybe something embellishing it as he either drank or took, led to it. But I can't, you're right, though, you really can't comment on somebody's brain. I mean, I don't know that. I could think it, but I'm not sure of it in his case.
Right, and that's all I'm saying. I mean, we all saw that that report, you know, when it came out today, and, you know, the first thing you're just shocked that somebody would say something like crazy like that about people's kids. And you know, I know some guys who were in the building with Ratliff, and all they said was, you know, like what we all heard about before was, you know, he stayed on the field late and helped young guys to get better at their technique, and he was a good teammate and he was a good leader and he was the kind of guy you want in the locker room. So something happened, you know. Will we ever know? I don't know. Maybe only Ratliff knows the answer to those questions. I don't think anybody knows what the hell happened to him that day. Even the people in the Bears building, I don't think they know what happened when he showed up. I'm sure Ryan Pace and John Fox and everybody and his teammates are just as shocked as us when those things are coming out of his mouth, because, I mean, hell, they probably liked the guy and some of them looked up to him and were learning how to be pros from him. So I really believe the only guy who has the answer is Ratliff. I don't think the Bears know what the hell happened. I don't think his teammates know what the hell happened. Only he knows why the hell he went crazy that day.
Now, weren't you, if I remember correctly, were you a rookie when the Alonzo Spellman stuff happened?
No, I came after Spellman and left before Ratliff.
Okay, because it was 1998, so I guess it happened just in that same calendar year that you joined
that's
the team.
Drafted. Right.
Because I go back to that. I remember that day. I remember what happened, how crazy it was. But at least at that point, they did dispatch a SWAT team, that there were police involved. There was there was concern for the community everybody around. And I don't know what you know about, you know, and look, we talked about it last week, that you have had issues not only with your with the temper and having a situation where there were authorities perhaps involved or not involved. But I will say this, that we know this, that the Bears, to a fault, will shut everything down and close ranks to protect themselves, even involving authorities, whether it was in that case the FBI or in this case the Lake Forest Police. It amazes me the power that some NFL teams have to control some of these what you would think are independent entities.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the police were called and they did their report, and I don't know, they probably weren't even there when Ratliff was there. So, you know, how much if they even got to talk to him or see him, who knows? But they were brought there to protect everybody in the building, and thankfully nothing happened.
Well, as we can look to the game and the Bears and the Vikings. The Bears coming off of a bye week. Much. And it's not easy for guys. I get that. But there you've got the difficulty sometimes of getting everybody recharged coming off the bye after their time at home, their time away from the game a little bit.
Now the offensive line's all hurt again.
Right. And now Grasu is hurt. How would you manage this, whether it's Slauson or whether you elevate Barrett Jones and have a true center man the position?
Well, I think before they started Grasu, they wanted to keep Slauson at center and move Omar to guard, so they could probably go in that lineup anyway. But hopefully Grasu can play because he's trying to get better. And, you know, neck injuries are a funny thing. You know, you sleep the wrong way and your neck hurts like hell again. So who knows? But, you know, the Vikings are dealing with their own injuries on the offensive line, so whoever's there just got to step in and play.
Yeah, I mean, I had a chance to watch a little bit of them last week when they were just swarming Matthew Stafford. So I think there's some concern here if you start talking about, well, he's missing and he's not quite healthy and he's hurting and everything else that's going on here. I mean, I don't suppose, Olin, there's ever a good week to have guys in your offensive line hurting playing in the NFL, but this is certainly not one of them.
No. Brian Robinson and Everson Griffin, they get up to the quarterback, and that double-A gap blitz, you know, it's hard to deal with, and they're very good at it, and they're well-coached, and they know how to screw up your protection scheme with it. So the Bears going to have a tough job. They've been doing a nice job with those quick screens, and I think that'll be some of their answer to it, where they just pop it out the receiver and another receiver blocks for him. And also, Jay's been very good in the pocket this year. He's moved around well, and he's stayed in the pocket and, you know, made a lot of defenders miss when they're coming free at him. So the Bears have a good chance to do well against this defense, but it is a very good defense, and they're looking at a tough game this week.
As we discussed the X's and O's, the Bears themselves had mentioned that the Vikings do what Lovie Smith's defense used to do up front, and that is mug that A-gap. So the center matters a whole lot, as you're going to have somebody standing in that gap on either shoulder, as well as a guy right up over nose. What is the proper way? Once you get the mic identified there, how do you slide protections? How do you account for the decisions made by those potential blitzers every time and those gaps right on you?
Oh, yeah, you know, I don't know if I can explain it without a chalkboard, but I'll give it a shot. So usually when there's two linebackers in the A-gaps, usually one belongs to the running back and one belongs to the line. So the center will point to the linebacker he has to block and step to him. The problem is, with the guy in the A gap, now if Jay is under center, the two offensive linemen on the, say I have the linebacker on the left side, the two linemen, the right guard and the right tackle on the right side, have to squeeze down, which means they'll come, the right guard will take the linebacker and the right tackle will take the D tackle. But the problem with that is then you have the running back blocking Brian Robinson. So, that's the problem. But, if they go to gun, which you can do, a lot of people do with a double A gap blitz, you can point to the linebacker you have, and you can let that guy come free. But if he's coming free running at the quarterback, then it's just a running. He's coming right up the middle where no quarterback wants that pressure, and a running back has to block him again. And a running back versus a linebacker, you know, it's usually not a very good matchup. So the double-A gap blitz has always been a problem, and teams that are good at it are extremely hard to deal with because, you know, say like Rob Marinelli, they were very smart, so if you would point at Urlacher, he would just not come and Briggs would come. So they wouldn't know who was coming until you pointed. So they know as a line, I'm going to point to the guy I got, so the running back and the quarterback knows. And if I point to Urlacher, then Briggs comes. And then he knows he's one-on-one with a running back.
Or they call it off completely, and we would see Urlacher, he would make that sort of open palm push upward, where he would, like the raise the roof gesture, where they would seemingly call it off, and then the hot is covered and potentially tipped or picked.
Yep, and these linebackers that Minnesota has and Greenway are very good because, you know, Brian Urlacher, you know, we used to say that, you know, he doesn't play, the Bears don't play cover two, they play cover Urlacher because most linebackers, when they're in coverage, they have to get depth off the line because they just don't have the speed to play. Well, Urlacher would play cover two from standing on the center's nose. I mean, he was just unbelievable. That's how fast and big and tall he was. So, what Urlacher them used to do, can the Vikings do it? I don't know. But you're right about that double A. It does present a lot of problems. But I'm sure Gase has seen it before, you know, being in a room with Peyton Manning. I'm sure they have answers, pop it up quickly to the receivers or – slide the line down, but you know there's only so much you can do there.
You know, as we let you go, we were talking about the other day that when you watch Carolina with our guy Chico, and watch them play the cover two. Well, they've got those two linebackers because Kuechly's everywhere, and Thomas Davis will kill you. So, right. I mean, it's pretty much, when you watch them play, you say, oh, man, I wish I, holy crap, are those two guys good, especially Kuechly. So, I don't know if he's Urlacher level, but he's pretty damn good, too, and they make that work.
Yeah, they remind you a lot of Urlacher and Brink. Mm-hmm. They just, you know, Kuechly, you know, nothing gets by him. He's fast, he's strong, he makes great tackles, and then, you know, he has his Robin to his Batman there with Thomas, and he's a monster too. So when you have two very, very good linebackers like that in the defense, I mean, who do you account for? They're just, you know, you can't account for both of them.
We should mention that the pregame show and postgame show that includes Big Cat Williams, Olin Kreutz, Hub Arkish is going to be at Aurelio's South Loop. It's 1212 South Michigan Avenue. It's a great place. I've been there. Yep. It's a terrific new spot. So people should come out and hang after the game.
And we would appreciate it if Boris would listen this week. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I know, right?
What? Yes, I will. I certainly. Olin, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
How do you know I didn't?
You said you didn't.
Oh, I didn't. Noise. Just put on the background noise, you know?
Well, you know, I'm watching. I'm scouting other games. I'm looking for things. <I got you. laughs> All right, Olin, we love you, man. Thanks.
Thank you. Olin Kreutz, who joins us weekly talking Bears, and sometimes as the news breaks, all sorts of other things. Because I think it's critical to keep clear today that what is going on in the aftermath of the drip of the Jeremiah Ratliff information, and thanks to TMZ Sports, that they do the heavy lifting, that from their offices in L.A., they're the ones on the phone getting that report released from the Lake Forest Police Department, who say, well, that officer, on vacation.
He's on vacation.
Interestingly enough, on vacation. Okay, then. Well, we have a call into him, too. We are hoping that there would be some kind of response because they've got a lot to answer
for.
A lot of explaining to do, because certainly John Fox isn't capable of explaining anything. And the Bears continue to hide. They continue to put poor Fox out there to stumble and bumble over all this. And that is the face and voice of the Chicago Bears, and they don't care. They are fine with it. Despite the fact that you had a dangerous person at large, and the Bears didn't care to inform anybody that might have been at risk.
Correct.
As long as they protected their own people and protected their own interests. And it's too bad. It's really unfortunate. Boris and Bernstein, we are at Corbacus Liquors in Blue Island, the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour. Bud Light is the perfect beer for whatever happens. We don't know what's going to happen for the remainder of this show.
We don't.
Except for Dan Durkin, second half, and other things. Your phone calls, too, 312-644-6767. This is The Score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for NFL football. From the preseason through the Super Bowl and all primetime games in between. A production of Westwood One Sports.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Quick word about the Gronker. This party boy twerker is pound for pound one of the most ridiculous players in the NFL. And by ridiculous, I mean it's like he barely even belongs out there anymore. He should be declaring his intentions to forego the rest of his NFL eligibility and simply enter a higher level of competition. We all love this dude because he digs the booze, the ladies, the life. But defenses hate him because what he really digs most of all are TDs. He's got 62 and he's 26. It's a joke. Gronk tied Shannon Sharp on the all-time touchdown list for tight ends. Shannon got his over 204 games. Gronk got his in 72. Yes, he has a party bus, but when this dude's done, he's going to have a yellow blazer. Hopefully, it's going to be sleeveless. There have been some amazing tight ends, but in the end, we might be talking about the Gronk as the GOAT. Yo soy la cabra. I'm Jim Rome.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
It's hard not to be excited with an ice-cold Coke and Six Flags, so we challenged real people to make it through Fright Fest without screaming.
I'll see what I can do.
See? You can't fight the happiness.
That was really, really messed up and terrifying.
Grab a Coke and try not to scream at Six Flags Fright Fest. Save big on admission at sixflags.com with promo code Coke. Coca-Cola, open happiness.
Two.
Hey there, when you think about it, it's pretty amazing how much we all rely upon our internet service at home. For me, I could be on social media for work, streaming a show or a movie to watch, or on email, and I use my internet quite a bit. Thankfully, I have my internet with Xfinity. Hey there, friends. It's Matt Abaticola. My Xfinity internet is always fast and always reliable. No matter which part of the house I'm in, I always have a strong signal. Even with multiple devices running, the internet service never slows down. Now, based on over 60 million consumer tests run at speedtest.net, Xfinity delivers the fastest internet in America. Now, Xfinity has a variety of plans that will best fit your family's needs, whether you surf the web a little or a lot, they definitely have a plan for you. Now, if you want the fastest and most reliable internet service at your house, coupled with outstanding customer service, then you need to make the switch to Xfinity today. Now, you can make that switch for only $19.99 a month for 12 months, so call right now. Don't wait. Their number is 1-800-XFINITY or visit them online at Xfinity.com. Now, this incredible offer ends 12/8/15. Certain restrictions and requirements do apply, so call today for all the info you need, so you can start enjoying the fastest and most reliable internet at your house. Their number again is 1-800-XFINITY. It's very easy. Or go online, visit them at Xfinity.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Limited time, their signature filet is cozying up to a half pound of wild-caught king crab legs, and it's all your
deal. This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com. CBS Sports
Radio. Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy, prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Hi, I'm Scott Yusima of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
Only for
up Sunday. Join both our pre and post game shows live from Aurelio's Pizza, 1212 South Michigan Avenue. First from 9 to noon, it's the Scores pregame show starring Score football experts Hub Arkish and Dan Pompey. Then it's the Mercy Hospital post game show with former Bear All Pro center Olin Kreutz, former Bear Pro Bowl tackle James Big Cat Williams, and Score football expert Hub Arkish. Heard directly after the game only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Lake Forest, please, Kristen.
Hi, Kristen. My name is John Fares, and I work for security with the Bears, and we'd like to have a positive more. We had an issue with a player. He left pretty upset, came back, and then left again upset, and we're a little concerned that he may come back again, so we'd like to have an officer over here talk to him about it and see what we could do here.
Okay, what's the address? So he was upset, and he left?
Yeah, I can explain it all to him when he gets here. It's kind of a long story.
Okay.
That was the Bears director of security, John Tarpey, who was, knowing that call was going to be public, of course, remaining as calm and as Chuck Yeager as possible, just like the pilot telling you one of the wings has fallen off.
So two times the guy'd been there, and people said he really knew nothing about it or working.
Right. At that point, once the police arrive, that the Bears legally would have ceded responsibility, and it's up to the police to inform anybody there who could potentially be in danger. The thing is, anybody anywhere could potentially be in danger when there is a believed to be armed crazy person around.
Yeah, that's just wrong. I mean, it's just wrong. I don't care about football. I don't care about all the other. I care about the fact that you do it. And so twice now, he's come back. You never told a room full of people.
John in Shorewood, you're on WSCR.
Hey, I was just thinking, I hope that I'm coming from a mental health point of view. I hope that the actions of the authorities weren't influenced by his celebrity. And what I mean by that is I've seen people petition and certify for a lot less. I mean, he presented obviously as someone who was a threat to themselves or others, and it also presented as a psychiatric issue because he was almost sounded like someone who was hallucinating or who was experiencing some form of psychosis. But a lot of times, not all the time, sometimes, Dan, you know, cops don't want to, anybody can petition someone. You know, right. I don't know how much you know about this process, but the petition guides a certificate. Only a doctor or a licensed mental health professional can certify someone against their will, but anyone who witnessed the action can write a petition. And a lot of times, cops don't want to do that. They don't want to deal with it. I'm not saying that's what happened here, but I've seen that happen often where even when they get the person to like an ER, the cops don't want to write the petition. There's no family member there to do it. And then they have to, you know, the crisis intervention team, they're scouring for enough information so they can justify the petition. Because even once you get into the ER, if a licensed mental health professional or a doctor, if they don't deem you a threat to yourself or others, they can discharge you and not certify you.
But well, the fact that he wasn't hospitalized. Exactly. The process was never begun. Like, it didn't even get to that point when, in outside of the psychiatric issue is the criminal issue. That before you're even worried about determining why this person is acting this way, you have actual threats made. You have the trespassing, and you have specific threats made by somebody repeatedly returning. If anybody else does that, you're talking about a celebrity, of course it influenced it. Because if anybody else does that in their workplace, they are arrested. If you went into your workplace saying,
could you come back a third time?
Right. Refusing to leave and saying, I am the devil and I feel like killing everybody and I hope all your kids die. The cops are there and you're in the back seat of that car, cuffed. Then they'll figure out that where you go after that,
bet
whether you go to a cell or whether you go to a padded room.
Mm-hmm. You can bet on it.
But the first thing they're going to do is protect people by getting you in the back of that car. Mm-hmm. You're damn right they didn't want to bother with Jeremiah Ratliff.
No, and that's your head of security didn't want to bother with him.
Northwest Side, Melanie, welcome to the Score.
Hey, guys, how you doing? I just have a question about, what do you think about the security of the Bears? Just that cut you just played, he was very reticent about giving any information out. Wasn't it up to security to let people, non-Bear personnel, so to speak, that there was something going on?
Yes. That was the point we made at length earlier in the show, and then after the police arrive, it's their responsibility to let people know. Of course it is. They failed to do that. And Fox was asked about it directly by people today who were placed in danger because of it. The reporters who were there who were never told asked Jeff, why not? Why weren't we told?
You don't have to. There's nothing. You just tell them. It's not a law, just courtesy.
We have the second half coming up, but first, the latest from Hallis Hall.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update, brought to you by Hudsonville Ice Cream, a taste for all seasons. Hello, I'm Sax Aidman. Here's the latest from Hallis Hall.
If you're asking me if I'm nervous, I'm not.
John Fox's response when asked if he feels ex-Bear Jeremiah Ratliff is still a threat to the organization.
That commented early in the week. You know, obviously, we were concerned for the building, and that's why the police were called.
As for Ratliff's future, here's ex-teammate Lamar Houston.
You know, my concern for him is that, you know, he just is able to move forward and not let this hinder the rest of his life. He's very young. He has a lot of life to live, and you just hope that this one incident doesn't deter his life from where it was headed.
This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
3:30, and from the Score Update studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. We now know much more what happened the day Jeremiah Ratliff and the Bears brass had their confrontation. According to the Lake Forest police report, Ratliff stated he was the devil, wanted to kill everybody in the building, and wished the children of the team staffers would die. The Bears were obviously concerned, leading to this call to the Lake Forest police.
Hi, Kristen. My name is John Sarsen. I'm the director of security with the Bears, and we'd like to have a plastic molar. We had an issue with a player. He left pretty upset, came back, and then left again upset. And we're a little concerned that he may come back again. So we'd like to have an officer over here and talk to him about it and see what we can do here.
And John Fox met the media earlier today. You'll hear some of his reaction coming up at 4 o'clock. Elsewhere around the league, Ben Roethlisberger is being listed as probable for the game against Cincinnati coming up on Sunday, and Marcus Mariota will miss Sunday's game against he will not play for Tennessee in Sunday's game. Zach Mettenberger will get the call at quarterback. Prairie Organic Vodka and The Score invite you to watch the Monday night game with former Chicago football linebacker Hunter Hillemeyer. It's coming up on November 9th at Prime Bar in Chicago. To win a spot, go to cbschicago.com/contest. It's toasting with the top, presented by Prairie Organic Vodka, handcrafted, made with respect, from seed to glass. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the home for the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bear Mondays. It starts at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley this week, breaking down the Bears-Vikings game, then continuing coverage throughout the day right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, also 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Second half brought to you by Home Run In Pizza. Cook one on the grill in just 13 minutes.
I'm excited about the second half.
And now it's time to begin the second half.
Well, in the first half of the show, we talked to Zach Zaidman, we talked to Olin Krutz, and we have explored in depth what we now know, or what is now confirmed, that as many of us knew, the seriousness of the Jeremiah Ratliff situation last week. And now we have actual details that are emerging in a police report. The Bears and the Lake Forest Police Department have a lot of questions to answer, none of which were answered today by bumbling and stumbling John Fox, who made a complete idiot out of himself.
But yes, he did.
It is once again unfortunate, but the Bears are lucky this happened on a Friday, because the pressure will diminish over the weekend, I would imagine, and then they go right into the game. But it's too bad that the Bears, that the police particularly, didn't care more about keeping people safe when this happened.
Well, we've got another one, because Dallas Cowboys running back Joseph Randle is not having the best week after straining his oblique early in last Sunday's game. Randle's backup, my guy Darren McFadden, went off 29 carries, 152 yards. That news factored in the Randle deciding to skip a treatment session and leave the team facility after Wednesday's practice, but that apparently was the only reason he left. Thursday, news that Randle's offseason incident in Wichita, Kansas, is also facing a fine and suspension under the league's personal conduct policy. So he's another guy walked away. He's got some background that's not really good. His incident there involved, he was arrested for unlawful possession of marijuana after police received a call for a domestic violence with a weapon after an incident with Randle and the mother of his son. So that, have we heard that story before? We've seen that movie before, haven't we? So another one that's sort of going to, I don't know where he's going with this, but the Dallas Cowboys, now this one they're acting on. Interesting.
We followed the Ed O'Bannon lawsuit versus the NCAA over likenesses very closely.
We did.
And he ended up winning it, but the actual after effect of that victory is still being sorted out. Well, we have something similar here. Washington's Pierre Garçon has filed a class action lawsuit on behalf of other NFL players against FanDuel for using NFL players' likenesses without permission. This is his statement. I am bringing this lawsuit against FanDuel for using my name, image, and likeness in both daily fantasy contests and through advertising on television ads and infomercials. FanDuel has taken the liberty to engage in these actions without my consent and without proper licensing rights. As a result of these activities, FanDuel daily fantasy contests have shown increasing revenues leading to large profits. Therefore, on behalf of myself as well as any other players who are being treated unjustly, I chose to file a complaint. I've been advised by my attorneys not to speak any further on the topic while the case is pending, and any other questions regarding this matter can be addressed to my agent, Brad Chikala. And there you have it. So it's yet more for an industry that grew very, very big, very, very fast.
Oh, well, there's more,
and now
yeah.
is only finding out where the laws apply in retroactive fashion.
Well, we had the game already last night in the NBA that everybody was waiting for, the Clippers and the Mavs. And it was just what you expected to be. Mark Cuban said before the game, he disparaged the Clippers. Not surprising, saying you can change the owner, you can change the players, but the Clippers are still the franchise that they've been for the last 30 years. So trash talk on the court, off the court, trash talk all night long. And the bottom line, Clippers beat the Mavs 104-88 in Los Angeles. And you know, the Mavericks, by the way, with that loss, not being able to bring down Detroit, it just kind of sucks. So, I mean, I would be very careful with the trash talk and the hard-ass edge to you, because you're just not good enough.
I take my shots at the purported worldwide leader when they deserve it. And I also compliment some of their work when they deserve it, whether it's Outside the Lines and Don Van Natta and others. And as much as I'm really not a fan of Bill Simmons himself, especially on television, but his baby that was the site Grantland was some of ESPN's best work done by some of their smartest people. And the reason I'm speaking in the past tense is because they've shut it down. They have completely shut down Grantland, and it is no more. It's too bad. I think the phrase I use is it's where they quarantined their smart people.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Zach Lowe and all of his terrific basketball writing could be found. It's where Charlie Pierce and his raging against injustice and stupidity everywhere, one of the great intellectual warriors we have left on this planet. It's where you can see a lot of his work outside
of Esquire.
Yeah, yeah, great guy, an important guy. Mm-hmm. And it's too bad. It's too bad that they would simply rather embrace the jabbering silliness and arbitrary stupidity of randomly generated opinions and phony opinions.
Yes, they embrace those.
Rather than the considered work of their smartest people.
They embrace the stupid.
It's too bad. I've never been a huge fan of much of what goes on over there, but this was an island of sanity and often genuine intellectualism that will be missed.
That's the second half. We do it when there's not a Bears game the day before. We always ask you what you think of this, or mostly the Bears we've been talking about. 312-644-6767. The Bears in crisis, and they don't seem to know it. They don't really understand how you handle something, and they let everybody hanging.
And by the way, a law enforcement officer lets us know that petition that John was talking about takes 5 minutes to fill out. 5 minutes. It's not a day's worth of paperwork.
They weren't going to do that.
No, they weren't.
You're too cozy. You're not going to do that.
312-644-6767. You have the score. Eric Hosmer.
Bears, Vikings. Can the Bears and John Fox get their first division win of the season? Bears fans, if you want the highest level of coverage and analysis of Bears, Vikings, then you better keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
He was destined for greatness.
He was this incredible young talent who we started hearing about when he was in eighth grade.
But as his legend grew, the man remained an enigma.
He's one of the most misunderstood people ever in sports.
HBO Sports presents a definitive look on and off the court at an American sports icon.
When you think about what he's meant to the NBA, it's off the charts.
Kareem, Minority of One. Tuesday, November 3rd at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on HBO.
HBO Sports presents Kareem, Minority of One, the much-anticipated documentary about Hall of Famer Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, which reveals the complexity and genius of the NBA's all-time leading scorer, both on and off the court. This exclusive HBO presentation marks the first time since retiring as an active player that Jabbar has participated in a documentary telling his life story. Don't miss Kareem, Minority of One, Tuesday, November 3rd at 9 Central, only on HBO.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call pain management specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
CBS Sundays. Critics call Madam Secretary riveting.
I'm the Secretary of State, and you'll speak to me with the respect that that office demands.
Spectacular.
Are you really willing to stake your whole career on this program?
Your frustration is duly noted, but this is what we're doing, so get on board.
It gets 4 stars.
I need you to trust me.
Taya Leone storms the halls of power.
I put myself in harm's way to ensure the safety of our country. I would do it again.
Madam Secretary, CBS Sundays.
CBS Thursdays. No matter how bad things get.
You told me you were broke.
Emotionally. No matter how low you feel.
I'm just counting my blessings. I'm at zero.
You can always count on mom.
I'm not going to look at my daughter's failure as my failure.
I can't wait to put you in a home.
Anna Faris and Emmy Award winner Allison Janney star.
Did you ever consider that there might be people in this world who are kind?
I used to think that. And then I turned 9.
Mom. CBS Thursdays.
CBS Wednesdays.
This is Trauma One, the most famous strip of hospital real estate in the nation.
At Angels Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
1, 2, 3.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden.
Life is measured here in split seconds. Hesitate and people die.
Code Black, new drama, Wednesdays, only CBS.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Before last week, were there behavioral incidents with Jeremiah since you were here?
No. Nothing before last week? No. You know, really, I wasn't here, so I have no direct reasoning to feel anything other than evaluating him as we went forward. And like I said, prior to that day, there was no issues.
It's a lie. John Fox is lying. Almost always. That's not true. There were other incidents. He's flatly lying.
Is he not aware the information came out? Is he not aware of what was said? Is he so completely... I mean, I don't think it was a job for John Fox. Boys and Bernstein is what you have. Chicago Sports Radio 670 Squad. I don't think it was a job for him. Because he's too much of an idiot to do this.
But remember last week, his whole thing was, oh, it's really nothing. It's
my best decision. It's really all.
You release a player. He tried to make like this was a routine release of a player.
Day, yeah.
And last week, Mark Potash is like, you fired your starting nose tackle. How is that normal? How is that routine?
Oh, like I said, it's routine.
I mean, that stuff, it's just galling. It's just absolutely galling. And the fact that he was sent out there again today, knowing the seriousness, knowing what was done, and more importantly, what wasn't done, everybody else, why is Ryan Pace still hiding?
That's what I want to know.
Is he that afraid of Ratliff that he doesn't want to show up at the building?
That's who should be there. Now, Ryan Pace, not John. John Fox has proven himself to be a liar and a schmuck. Enough of that already. You have to bring the big man out of hiding, too. He's another guy that had that, you know, I don't know if he occasionally visits with the media. If it is, it's very rarely so far this season. But that's the guy.
I know
it's got to be out front on this.
I know that Ted Phillips does not want to be involved at all in anything football related. He's been very, very pleased to be removed from this stuff, to have these guys in charge. But it's not a football concern.
Correct.
This is not a football concern. This is above that. This is whoever is in charge of speaking for your organization, the next most important person above football should be available to explain why they didn't care enough and why they didn't work better with the Lake Forest Police Department. I'm not going to say more closely because I think they work closely.
I think they're close enough that they
didn't work better to try to act in a way that was in the best interest of people in the building, close to the building, or in the community that could come in contact with Ratliff. Jeff in Pekin, you're on The Score.
Hey, guys. You know, normally I just listen and don't call in, but after some of the comments I've heard today, I mean, it's a different world we live in. How many examples do you need of senseless violence, the shootings at the church, at theaters, at schools, Even close to home here, I live in Pekin, and over in Morton, Illinois, a couple of weeks ago, a young man going in wielding a knife, threatening some children. Fortunately, nobody was hurt. But how many examples of senseless violence do you need before you take every precaution, take every step to make sure everybody in the area is notified, protected, and the proper steps are taken to secure everybody's safety?
That's well said. I'm completely with you. Just think if this were any place other than Hallis Hall. Any place. Think if it's your kid's school. And they have knowledge that you've got an angry, possibly armed man with a history of aberrant behavior who is claiming to be the devil and saying he wants to kill people. Think if that were your kid's school. Think if that's the insurance agency where your uncle works. I mean, any other workplace, there is a completely different reaction.
Well, and the thing is, again, you can't send out a boob. You have to have somebody with more authority to discuss this thing. Because this painted the bears in a bit. And his answer to the questions about why didn't you tell us? We're sitting in the building, why didn't you tell us? They're not acceptable. There's nothing acceptable about what happened and who they sent out, that guy again.
This is CJ. He's on the score.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Danny, Terry. Just like the other guy, I usually just listen in but never call. But today I took it upon myself to call. I'm actually a police officer, and I kind of wanted to answer a few of your questions of how a police department should handle situations like this. Before the break, you had said how any other person or citizen would have been sitting in the back seat of a squad car. That's not necessarily true. What happens is we get called to service, a 911 call, and we usually talk to the complainant. Now, if no complaints or no complainant doesn't want to sign any complaints, there's nothing we can really do.
Well, you can commit the person psychiatrically at that point instead of charging him with a crime.
That is correct. But from when I heard the 911 tape that was played on the station, he had come, he had left, he had come, and he had left. Mm-hmm. And I think he had come and left a third time. Mm-hmm. Now, there's no immediate danger there.
How do you know?
I'm talking about at that specific moment, you get to the call. You service the person who dials 911 is the person that we need to service. So okay. We'll go to whoever made the phone call. Hey, what's the problem here? We have a player. He's acting whatever. What's going on? Is he here? He's not here. Okay. So we'll take the report. I'm assuming now I can only speculate what's going on between the Lake Forest Police Department and the Chicago Bears. I understand you think they're in in cahoots with one another, and I do not disagree with that. There's a lot of political stuff that goes on with police departments and higher up people or celebrities.
Teams. Yes,
correct, sure. And a lot of rich people too. It's not just sports teams. I'll tell you that
correct.
Right now. Okay, I get told a lot by my supervisors, don't do this and don't do that because of who they are.
Power. Yes.
Correct, and they donate a lot of money. That's the bottom line, and that's why I wanted to stay anonymous because I'm actually just tired of all the BS. So,
okay. Thank you, CJ.
I feel you. It's AJ. I know.
Yeah, this is, and Dave from Lockport agrees. He said, "I'm a police officer in the Southwest suburbs. From the details of the report, it appears Ratliff could have been arrested and charged with two crimes: criminal trespass, returning to Hallis Hall after being told to leave and not come back." The second, and sadly less serious, would be disorderly conduct or breach of peace for threatening the staff. Assault could be charged if someone felt they were in immediate fear of receiving a physical attack or a battery. The catch here is that these crimes require a complainant, a victim willing to sign a criminal complaint. And these could be signed by a representative of the Bears organization. But from the way the Bears have handled it, I don't believe for a second the Bears wanted him arrested. However, the Lake Forest Police Department failed in that they should have had Ratliff committed involuntarily. Yeah, you've got a fundamental responsibility to protect others, not to protect the Bears. Protect Ratliff from himself, protect others from Ratliff within your power. If the Bears the Bears were afraid enough to say, hey, this guy's got multiple firearms and we don't know where he is or if he's coming back, act on that.
Yeah.
That's all. Act on it.
And it wouldn't hurt. Like, again, it wouldn't hurt to let everyone in the building know what's going on when he's coming back once.
How do you know he's
second
not,
time?
How do you know he's not coming back again?
Again. That's correct. All you got to do is walk down to the press room and say, but hey, just so you know, this is going on here. That's all. The human level, it's not something that's written in stone. You have to go out and do this, okay? No, it's human level. You go down and warn people in your building. You think other people in the building didn't know about it? You think like the Bears officials didn't know this was happening? I'm sure they did. Did you tell the people in the media room that there was a danger that this guy keeps coming back?
And they didn't.
No, you didn't. That's all. I think that's
because
of his complaint.
Because of a pathological fear of the media.
Yep.
That unfortunately ended up being completely and entirely wrong in a way that would. What's the upside of not informing people?
I don't know.
What do you gain?
That's all I ask.
There's no competitive advantage gained. It's not like withholding injury information. You're helping people be safe in your building. I would think the lawyers would want you to do it at some point just to be safe. Because otherwise, if you end up with a negative scenario, you're cutting big checks to a lot of people.
Well, and you can't, and again, because of this, because of what Peggy asked, you can't have that guy answering the question. You got to have somebody with a little more pop in your organization to answer those questions about why weren't we told? We're sitting down there in the media room and you're not saying anything. This guy's running around out of his mind.
And as I understand it right now, at this point, the Bears are hoping to ride this Friday news dump out and just get themselves to the weekend continuing to hide.
Well, I'm sure.
Boers and Bernstein on the Score.
Who said Mondays suck? Not us. Because on the Score, every Monday during football season is an Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday. Your ticket to an incredible day-long recap of every game. Plus reaction from all of our shows. And team of football experts starting at 5 a.m. with Molly and Hanley and continuing throughout the day. The Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Your success starts at Governor State University. Learn more at Open House. Tour the campus. Meet with an advisor. Thursday, November 12th from 10 to 2. GSU is the place for your education, your future, and your success. Visit govst.edu/openhouse.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. Looking for some inside tips for picking your Week 8 fantasy lineup? Well, you just saw Ryan Tannehill and Lamar Miller put up some serious numbers. And if you want points, parlaying a quarterback with one of his buddies is a great way to take your lineup to the top. I'm looking at Cincinnati, the undefeated Bengals, coming off a bye. How about tag teaming Andy Dalton and one of his guys, maybe Giovanni Bernard, for maximum value? Then you get one long touchdown, it serves you in both ways. St. Louis will dominate a weak San Francisco defense, and no matter what Todd Gurley costs, he might be worth playing. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now, use the code LOCAL, and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200. It's the most fun way to play that I know. FanDuel.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
So last night was absolutely spectacular. Cameron Hughes was in town at the Adler Planetarium, and the Lot 600 Cabernet was unveiled. And there were so many Boers and Bernstein listeners there. There were so many Score people there who were just coming up to me, coming up to Cameron, telling him how much fun they've had trying all these spectacular wines, and realizing a lot of people who are just kind of getting into the wine thing and then talking to friends and getting more involved as they've gone on have realized the values that these are because of what Cameron is doing. The Lot 600 Cabernet from the Oakville AVA in Napa, hint, hint, Oakville, dog whistle, Oakville, that it's the perfect example of what he does, and that is when a great winery makes a little bit too much, he swoops in and buys up the best wines and the best vintages and then passes the same wine along to you in a bottle with his name on it and a lot number. So you get the very, very same wine for 40 to 80% off. And the Lot 600, man, I can tell you, there's a reason why they call that Oakville Street where it comes from, that road is called Money Road. This is a Money Road wine that you are getting now. To say that this is a value currently at $29 a bottle is ridiculous. I kept going back because they were pouring it. And he had a bunch of different wines here. The 447 that I also love, that's the Lodi Field Blend. And I couldn't help myself, because as long as the 600 was available and I wanted to taste others, but I just couldn't bring myself to do it because the 600 was so good. So you're going to get this as part of your order. You have to take advantage of this now because of the free shipping. Go to chwine.com. Look over everything, and everything is limited. So once something's gone, it's gone. Once you get these great values, there are always new ones, but some of these cult favorites, they go. chwine.com. Click the microphone in the upper left corner and enter the code DAN, D-A-N. You get free shipping and, for now, a free sommelier corkscrew with a retail value of $25. So 40 to 80% off these wines and free shipping. That's a ridiculous savings considering how heavy wine is and how expensive it is to ship. Go to